Give everyone a copy of the most recent financials that Sue provided me with. We're going to go over this, I'm sure, in a bit more detail when we talk about prioritizing the work list and funding. And I did get a chance to meet with Beth. Sue, I just realized I never emailed you back to coordinate the time, so hopefully you met with Beth separately. Okay.
I didn't, but maybe next time.
So I did meet with Beth, and we talked about all the sources we have available and the money that's sort of just sitting there waiting for us to start using it. So we can talk about that when we get to new business item, item two.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Awesome. Subcommittee for grants.
We had a meeting planned that had to be canceled due to family illness and other commitments. So we're planning on meeting on May 29th at 7:30.
Here, the township?
Yeah. Last time Deb saw that in the minutes, and she reserved us a room, and I'll get with her on.
Okay. Is there anything official we have to do, Beth, as far as we have to make an announcement? I just let Deb know, right?
Let Deb know. She'll get it posted for you.
Okay.
She and I did coordinate last time on an agenda. We did.
Okay.
We did one just, overkill probably, but.
Okay. Let's put that on the right line item. Okay. So I guess that brings us to old business, the rec plan. I haven't heard any correspondence or anything. I guess I've been kind of out of the office.
I talked to Rick about it.
Okay.
I spoke with Rick today about the rec plan. As you know, we had some discussions recently about whether they had they've been kind of hit in the planning and zoning with quite a few developments, a lot of developments that took a bit of resources to analyze for the Planning Commission. I don't know if you know, but we have two large hotels going in on US 31 North and another one before the Planning Commission. And then another large PUD has been it hasn't been submitted to the township yet, but some initial discussions with the planning and zoning staff. So they've been tied up with that for right now. I did speak with him about the rec plan today and said, is this something where we should look at either land use, consultant to finish up on. I know you guys, the Planning Commission in the past has used Mansfield and I think another vendor as well, Williams and Works. Mm-hmm. But we were looking at it today, especially in light of some of the things that you're trying to do that add, true value to the residents. Rick thinks that he can have a draft to you in July. June, he just couldn't get it done between he's on vacation, comes back and has the Planning Commission meeting, and then turns right, and then your meeting is right after that. So he wouldn't have time to get that draft to you for June, but he would for July. And that would be one way that instead of spending the money with somebody to subcontract that out, my comment to you is that you still have plenty of time receiving something in July for the document which needs to be approved by 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But that's at your discretion. The other option is contacting, like I said, a subcontractor or Networks North or something like that. So.
Okay. I would think contacting a contractor would take just as much time.
Well, I'm fine with that.
Okay. Yeah, and Rick has such
he's
a
already started
of it already.
Yeah.
If we turn it over to somebody, they'd have to start from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that they'd take a lot longer than July, personally.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, but okay.
All right, he's off the hook till July.
I'll let him know.
We'll take that off the old business one for the next agenda. All right. New business, porta potties. I was just informed that they were delivered today. So okay, I guess that brings us to B, which is priority. Yes.
So, where's the location of the porta potties?
Where's the location of the porta potties? I don't know. They were delivered today.
Is it our
business? I have not
in
visited
Pine Grove,
this part.
Yeah.
Pine Grove.
And our no.
Is it
Oh, yeah, we have that other lovely one. I forgot. Let's get clean. Okay.
Awesome.
We'll have to see what kind of responses that we have, good or bad, from Pine Grove.
I haven't heard anything negative, so.
Okay. Sounds good.
And they were out there last year. They didn't have any negative feedback. All right. So priority work list and funding.
And Bob, you might have some good insight or input into the who's the what's on the work list.
Oh, I do like how this packet was put together, though.
Mm-hmm,
you got me right to the right spot.
So we,
well, where do you want me to start here, Susan, to talk everything?
Okay, well, so the pink in the painting, I would assume that you're doing that, and
yeah,
it's happening. Yeah, that's all.
No, please.
You can go see me.
Yeah.
So the pink and the blues, I mean, I don't think that we have to even, I mean, we can talk or let the public know what they are, but I think those are all being in the process of being done, right?
Well, they haven't gotten started yet.
Oh, okay.
Did you hire someone?
I'm getting some help tomorrow. We're going to start, I'm going to start on our Arbutus 5.
Okay.
And I want to get everything done a park at a time. I'm not going to jump around. I want to concentrate on one park.
Sounds
you're
great.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
Move on to the next.
Yep.
And we did. We interviewed. We had 5 applications. Bob and I went through and interviewed 3 people, and we found somebody that we think will be a really good fit.
Good.
For the township. He starts
good.
Tomorrow.
Wonderful.
2 days a week, and that saves us some time for him to come back in the fall, which he has the ability to do. And help the if you skip to the second page, Susan.
Okay.
All of the yellow items are on the top of the second page.
Okay.
So they've just been, all the work items have been taken out of there. And these are all the ones with funding.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
And then I have some suggested line items that they should come out of, and then provided you at the bottom the total and the budget in there. And then that second part of the page is just clipped straight out of your budget document, just to refresh your memory where we were going with some of that, those tax and financial needs.
I guess now that we know that Bob's going to start with our Arbutus 5, we should probably prioritize that work so it's all getting done one at a time. And
mm-hmm.
I would imagine that's one of the more heavily
used. I want to concentrate on the two main parks that are used the most, and that's Grace McDonald and Arbutus 5. I am going to get down to Jens Park at the end of the week here. The water is turned on. The irrigation's on. I'm going to get them bathrooms cleaned up and have that open for this coming weekend.
Okay.
We're also trying to, at Jens Park, work in conjunction with the neighboring frontage owners to use the same contractor to do a beach cleanup.
So the $600 that's in there for the life ring, have you already gotten? This is a quote you've already gotten for the
$600 for
the life ring for our Arbutus 5.
Those were just cost estimates when I was looking around on the website of different companies.
Was that with the East Bay written on there with the statement you wanted, or?
I was just thinking something like
the one that's in glass, wouldn't you?
East Bay Charter Township, you steal a life.
Mm-hmm.
And then, actually, I have for you, and I'll pass them around. I'll start over this way. about four or five different containers. Bob links the last one.
Yes, exactly. That's my preference.
Thank you.
Those things are a couple different styles, and Bob really looked at them today and thought that the box style, and you'll see what I'm talking about, would work probably the best out there.
So, could you remind me again, now, are you going to get the estimates, or can we start reaching out to people?
If you supply the funding, we can start working on those tasks as far as finding the vendor, picking out. If you want to be involved with which one you pick out, that's fine. Or if you just say, hey, these all look like reasonable choices, we can do that. And just go ahead and order it and get them up there.
Do you flagpole solar lighting and flag? Like for Arbutus. There is not a flagpole there currently.
No flagpole.
So I'm just wondering, that seems awful inexpensive for a flagpole. She needs glasses to talk.
That may have... I apologize, because I think that
that's a nice one.
That might have gone over into Killingsworth, and there is a pole there. So maybe I may have needed to put that line one more above Killingsworth. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that 200 to 400 really needs to be dropped down one.
Yeah.
Okay. So that needs to go down to Killingsworth.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Because Pine Grove and Killingsworth is where the flagpoles are.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now I know what you're saying. Yeah, and you're right. So that price is more realistic within the budget. I mean, what probably would buy. Which one of these were you interested in, Bob?
That's one of them.
One of them?
Yeah, the box didn't work.
Any of the box ones is what you're talking about.
Correct. Leave
this one, or?
Well, the first one you showed me was my choice.
Makes sense. It's probably less likely that somebody's going to want to steal it because it says East Bay Charter or whatever. Because it's sealed. Nobody can see it.
They stole one, but they brought it back a month later, and then they stole it again at the end of the fishing season.
Do you think that one in particular is $600?
Oh, no. These were priced. Let's see. What's the price that I have on there? $600. That's actually with the... with the preserver, or the life ring, and the case.
And the case.
And I believe one of the poles, right? What do you call those things?
Oh, like to pull them in?
I think that one of the Coast Guard people dropped that off. It's just a pole with a rope on it.
Right. Like a loose or a noose or something.
Yes, exactly.
And so I think maybe that price includes like one between the two of them, so if we have one there. Also, what we'd probably do is we'd take those funds, first of all, make sure that we're close to accurate as we really start to nail down what we want. And if we are under, what we would probably do is either save the money, obviously, or say, for example, if we were ordering one of the posts, we may buy one more to put in storage so that if one is gone, we have it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We only have two right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we still need a quote. Looking to removing tree roots around picnic tables.
We haven't looked into that.
Yeah. That was over at Arbutus number 5, right?
Mm-hmm. So really, Arbutus, we're talking about life ring of roughly $600 and the Andironic chairs, $400 to $800. And the chairs...
I got 8 to 1600.
And that's kind of confusing.
You're right.
Remember doing more... Were we talking more Andironic chairs in Arbutus? We were?
I thought the chairs were supposed to be...
I think we were, because those seem to be used quite a lot. Or we have like a bench and the chairs over there. And I think we're looking at Jen's to adding chairs also.
Yeah, that's line item number.
And actually, that estimate, those chairs are $358 each.
You can get a really wide range of them. It depends what they're made out of. I mean, you can find them from $200 to, you know, $1,000.
And these were the ones from where we got them 4 years ago.
Oh, the ones that are out at Arbutus right now?
Yep. Because I called Mindy, and she let me know where she got them here locally.
What was the material? Do you remember?
It's like a PVC or some kind of plastic type.
Isn't that what was the melted down bottle caps?
No, those were melted down bottle caps, but these were ones that we had purchased, like this one. And he said the newer ones, they don't have the nail, the screw holes in the top of the arms there. So anyway, so those are $358. The bench was close to $500, like $490.
And I don't recall saying how they weathered, do you? In any great detail.
They seem to be holding up.
I know, because you don't take them out, do you?
I left them out this year just to see.
I imagine they probably have a little bit of dirt or mold.
They need power washing.
Yeah. So I will give you, that's the price range. Whether we go with this company or another one, they're probably all about the same. So 400, you might as well factor 400 for a chair and bench, 500.
Well, my suggestion to get the least expensive you can get, because people will walk off of those.
So far, they
well good, because
right?
I got them chained down.
I was going to say,
but they can still get, they can still take them if they really want them. Down at Jen's Park, I think, would be a problem. They're always taking the bench and moving it and out to the water. And so, you know, I wouldn't spend a whole lot of money on the chairs.
How do you have those down right now? Because it looks like you
well, I have an 8-foot in the ground with cement around it. They're chained.
Yeah.
But they really want them. I just cut the chain.
Mm-hmm.
Knock on wood, they haven't did it yet. But
so, Beth, when we're talking about supplies, and I assume these kinds of things are considered supplies, it shows zero in the 2018 budget mm-hmm. for supplies. Mm-hmm. So we would pull this money from
A different line item. The next page you have there
okay.
is your list of expenditures. And so you can see the different areas that you might have to pull. And, of course, the two notable ones are your attorney, engineer, and grant fees at $20,000
mm-hmm.
and your contract services at $10,000.
Okay.
So say, for example, by having Rick finish the rec plan for you, you're probably saving a couple grand there that you won't have to take out of the contract services line item. So that would be primarily where you have $12,000 in your mm-hmm. Maintenance and repair line item.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really need very much more money there. And you could easily cover the difference
mm-hmm.
plus your supplies by your attorney, engineer, and grant fees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, for Arbutus, I'm thinking two more chairs and a good life ring, boxed in one.
Now, you know, I still have some of them heavy-duty benches like what's out here. I have three of those left.
They're
still
in
the shop, not put together.
Oh, really? Well,
nobody's told me where they want them.
Which benches? Like the one right over here mm-hmm. to the right of the thing?
Yeah,
well, we could put two at Grace McDonald by the playground close up, couldn't we? It's not really...
No, the two that are over at Grace McDonald, the white ones you're speaking of?
No, I'm saying the three that you have to put together yet, those benches, why not put two over there at Grace and then one down at Jen's?
Okay. Wherever you want them, where I'll put them.
What color are those, remember?
They're kind of a teal, blue.
Or a seafoam green.
Splitting hairs, no.
No, they're a different color than the one that's out here.
Okay.
Are they close to what's our arbutus? Are they close to arbutus 5? Those turquoise colors at arbutus 5, are they that color? Blue?
No, they're a dark blue.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that would be my suggestion. I don't know what anyone else thinks, but
actually, because when we went there and we toured, there was nowhere for like moms to sit and watch the kids by the play equipment.
If you could throw two there and then...
Well,
close to the playground.
There's a bench there now that the Boy Scout...
Yeah, we saw that. Mm-hmm. But that's like for one person or two skinny little people.
We'll put some more there.
So that would those two. Okay.
Are you thinking take the Adirondack chairs off of Arbutus 5 for right now and maybe utilize a bench there?
Well, we have a bench and the two chairs. So if we use the you have three benches need to be put together. So two go to Grace and one could go to Jen's Park. And isn't there a bench already at Jen's?
There's
I know,
one.
Keep going.
It's like a table, I think, if I remember.
No, there are benches. Oh, okay. There's two of them down to Jen's. It's at the tennis court and the pickleball court.
Oh.
That style of bench.
Okay.
You recall?
Yep.
That's what's down at Jen's.
So a bench from this company where it has like arbutus, it has a back to it that's like a bench.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. Just exactly like what's out here by the little library.
Yeah, and I think back to arbutus, the Adirondack chairs seem to be used like all the time. You know what I mean? Compared to that bench. So that's why I'm thinking if we get two more chairs, it'd be nice to match that same color. But I didn't see that in its color choice, but maybe we can get the same ones from that other company that we originally got them from. So that would give four Adirondack chairs plus a bench, and I think that might be kind of nice down there. And then we'd have two benches at Jen's, and maybe we wouldn't have to put any
additional
at Jen's, or maybe postpone that. Well, I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, if you have, you said two benches there now?
Yes.
Plus a new bench, plus there's like a picnic table or something there, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's a small part. I don't know how many seats we need at that one park, so that might be sufficient to take Jen's Park line item 12 off.
There's two benches there now and a picnic table.
Yes. Yeah. Plus, you suggested sending one of his unbelt ones there.
So that should be plenty. So,
yeah, that's three benches and a picnic table. I think that'd be plenty for that park, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I would think so.
So I think that suggestion works well. And then that saves us $800 to $1,600 on Jen's Park. We could just cross that off.
Do you think, Susan, that one of the reasons those are used at Arbutus 5 a lot, the Adirondack chairs, is obviously they're more comfortable than a bench?
Mm-hmm.
So do you
want to a good point there.
Start something more comfortable at another park or add more to that? You know what I mean?
You know, that's a great idea, because those benches we could almost put, like, at Grace, at the pickleball or the tennis courts alongside there. Or, I mean, Grace is plenty big enough. It could have a bench or a bench in the, I hate to put them in the woods, but if there's an opening in the woods.
There's quite a few benches at the tennis court and pickleball court now. I don't really think you need more.
Do you think two would be sufficient for the around the playground structures as far as for parents? I mean, throwing a third one there and keeping more comfortable chairs for Jen's might not be a bad idea.
You also have that bench that's around the tree.
True.
And then we were going to put another picnic table that we already have over there.
That is correct.
So probably that plus the bench on one side and another bench on another would probably be good.
Yep.
So are we going to keep line item number 12 for Jen's Park and move with more comfortable chairs? Or do we want that one bench over there? Seems like if we already have the benches sitting here, though. I don't know. I mean, I get wanting to make it more comfortable.
How about Pine Grove?
There's one down at Pine Grove.
One.
One of the benches that we're talking about, but there are also
benches
four other benches around there, too. There's two on the far side of the basketball court, and there's two over by the play area.
Well, remember, the community gardens are up the road here, too, so we may have a lot of benches right now, but hopefully within a year we won't have that excess.
So are we going to make decisions and motions based on this whole list, or would it be appropriate?
Yeah, we're ready to make some movement.
Would it be appropriate to say for Arbutus 5, we move that we purchase those two items? Or are we going to do the list as a whole?
I think that would be entirely up to the board. It would be whoever wants to make a motion, and then we would vote on it with a roll call. That's all I know.
When we
I know I don't make the motion, and I know it has to be a roll call. Those are the rules I know.
I do remember you guys deciding, and I left it in here because I wanted to make sure, but we were going to only do the flagpole and the solar lighting at one of the parks, Pine Grove.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try that this summer. So we would take that out of Killingsworth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll just put it on hold.
Does that still sound like kind of the consensus of the board? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was.
Make sure the solar lighting worked and everything, too. And that we didn't have any issues, so.
All right, let's get through Arbutus, like Bob wants to do, one park at a time. So, I'm looking that we should buy that life ring of 600 and two more Adirondack chairs for Arbutus 5, and then come back next month and let's look at the tree removal roots. Maybe you could get a bid for that, or?
Well, what I'm going to do with the roots, I'm going to try and throw a bunch of black dirt over them.
Okay.
Them up. I really hate to chop them out of there because I don't want to kill the tree.
Very good. Yep.
So I'm just going to try and cover them up. I got dirt being delivered tomorrow. And
good. I think it's great. Good idea.
How big are these trees?
Well, they are kind of pretty trees. They're big trees.
Okay. Because I know the big roots that come off the sides are the main thing kind of holding this tree in one spot when the wind blows hard, too. So.
Well, it could kill it, too. Okay, so that sounds good. So I make a motion that we buy two more Adirondack chairs with a total not to go over $800. And
$800 total or per chair?
Total.
Well, but to Deb's point, I mean, I don't know if it makes more sense, just more efficient to approve all of the yellow items now within these ranges. I mean, if you know, we go to get quotes for the chairs and we can't find them in this range, then maybe we come back and discuss it. But even though Bob's only going to do one park at a time, I mean, he doesn't need to be there for, you know, the stuff we're going to subcontract out. So I don't know. I think it just makes more sense to.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Approve all the items.
Yeah.
All one time.
Yeah, just make one big motion instead of.
I agree.
For clarification, do we have to do the count number during the motion when you're
the
101, you know?
Well, what you want,
we don't have to read all that out, right?
Motion, if you want to say, for example, you know, approve a total cost not to exceed $7,800 in the improvements and repairs and improvements as outlined, as presented.
Okay.
On this under supplies, and you could do that as well for the maintenance and repair. And then what you'll do is say, and to adjust the budget accordingly with the funds coming out from, and then
you give the two different numbers.
Right. And where you're gonna get that difference from, which, like I said, is probably one of those two line items.
So are we then moving to Grace McDonald?
Yeah. If anybody has any issues, let's get it knocked out, and then we can do it.
Let's put picnic table by playground, $600 to $1,200.
That is if we purchased another picnic table.
Okay.
Or they were also, I wanted to mention to you, there were also picnic tables for youth, too. I didn't know if you'd be interested in one of those with actually, you know, kid size.
And what we're looking at is maintenance-free tables.
Oh, okay. Okay. So buying a new picnic table, basically. Yeah, I think that's kind of a good idea to have kid size and maybe one that's maintenance-free, if you can get all that within that budget.
Okay.
Adult. All right. Resurface tennis courts and paint both. For tennis pickleball.
This one is going to be tough at that budget. Let me tell you. Some of this, we're just now getting in bids for that. And that number is actually based on what we were able to get the pickleball courts for 2-3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago, because I think every 5 years they have to be redone, striped. And
we actually put in the budget, if you see down further here, we actually...
So it's 10.
Yeah, much more in there. So we will make sure we can do that first and foremost before some of these other items and be back to you. So, for example, if this runs, you know, 50% over, which sounds like a lot, but like I said, we really put that at something that's quite low. If it were to run 50% over, we would bring that, you know, back to your attention and then mitigate it by... you know, some of the chairs or the, you know, tables or something like that, or funds elsewhere.
So what you're saying is that would be put first and foremost before the others,
yeah,
items.
Yeah, I think so.
Just to make sure.
You were to tell me, look, mm-hmm. we had 10 in it, put 10 in it now and do the other 5 from there just because we want it
done.
We're going to want it done. And we know that we have some cracks that are becoming a big issue. We don't mm-hmm. want to go for another season. What we'll try and do is, trust me, we're trying to get to this number. We're contacting and recontacting and reaching out to other vendors to try to get to that number,
right.
And still have a quality job done for you.
How about the previous person or company that did it?
Well, he's a little slow getting back to me.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
calling 3 times.
He's probably busy.
I'm sure he is.
Mm-hmm. Should line that up. Okay, because then we were talking about taking the one half of the other tennis court and marking that for pickleball for the overlap of the existing tennis courts. And what did the tennis or the pickleball association say? Or they're still pretty strong over there. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They use it a lot.
I haven't been in touch with them personally in a while. I've talked with them, gosh, it's probably been at least 6 months ago. Maybe even getting close to a year when they were having a meeting here and I stopped in to say hi. And I believe that they were aware that we were going to be getting the tennis court part redone. like I said, I haven't talked with them recently to kind of know what they were thinking over there. My assumption is that, well, obviously they'll be happy to see it resurfaced. And I think we were planning on painting it the same way that it is now.
Right.
Right.
On the other tennis court, right? I mean, doing both. Doing the existing pickleball, the court, and the marking for the pickleball court currently. And then the second tennis court, half of that was going to be marked for pickleball, is what we talked about.
Excuse me.
For clarification for me, because I'm not a pickleball player, what my recollection is there's 3 pickleball courts on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
Those are not getting resurfaced at this point.
Right.
They were done a couple years
ago. Yeah, and I think they recommend every 5 years or something.
And
yeah.
I think, if anything, they'll just be getting power wash. I think in the past the Pickleball
right.
Association has actually done that, and I don't know if we'll do it this year, but or if it even needs to be done. But then the other courts, which are two tennis courts.
Right.
One right now is painted for pickleball as well, and one is just for tennis. One is for tennis or pickleball, and is one just tennis?
Correct.
Yeah.
So we would still be, unless you guys want to do otherwise, or we have a request from the Pickleball Association to do otherwise, we would be resurfacing that and painting again two courts, one with pickleball and tennis, and one with tennis.
And we're also getting prices to power wash the basketball court.
Oh, great. Well, we still have the $10,000 total. So what you're saying is maybe, Beth, to just, I mean, I know you're trying to get within that budget of $5,000, but I imagine that's going to be kind of tough because that's how much it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, we had three prices when we did the pickleball court. One's $5,000, one was $8,000, and one was $18,000.
Last time.
Yeah, well, we went with the $5,000, and he's the guy that kind of reluctant to get back with me. But.
Right. And they had good product.
Oh, he did a good job. He really right. did.
So even if you factor another $1,000 on that, you know, if we don't do something and we only have a budgeted total of $5,000, then that's going to have more time to come back to the board. So I'm suggesting that we open that up within reason to come within, like, an additional $1,500 of the $5,000,
well,
so that we could do something.
I've gotten one price and it's $17,000.
Oh, boy.
I would probably, to do what you're trying to do, I would probably feel more comfortable if you at least put it as a 10.
Okay, wow.
And that even would be us getting a good price on it, I think.
I don't have a problem with that, but we can all discuss it because I understand. I wonder, too, if you can team up with another place, like I know there's another place in town that's finishing up on their pickleball courts, if you can piggyback with that, but probably not.
I don't know anybody who's redoing them. I know
the Y is doing.
Oh, redoing them?
They're doing them. They're actually doing them.
I was going to say, I knew in Garfield
outside.
They were mm-hmm. putting some in. We try to do that when we hear about it. Obviously, as you guys know, the parking lot is a good example of that, mm-hmm. at Grace McDonald.
It's a shot in the dark. Yeah.
Beth, just to clarify, the Grace McDonald park improvements on the general fund balance, that's $75,000. That's for the parking lot, right? That's not money we could ask for any of these.
Where?
I'm looking at the township,
fund. And the budget?
Yeah.
That $75,000 was put there specifically for
the
parking lot. Okay. Yep. Yep. So that you would have, you know, hopefully enough for the parking lot, that's the lion's share of the parking lot.
Okay. Yep.
And you would be able to, you know, you saw how much it was, and there was a difference, you'd be able to find funds for the gap.
With increasing it to $10,000, would that.
We already have it.
We have enough money to even go that high. Because there's already a difference, right?
So if you increase it to the $10,000, you'd be adding $5,000 on there. So that $13,000 plus quote
would be $8,000.
Number one, you wouldn't need the plus quote because we've already decided that, Bob, we're not going to do anything with that root system.
Yep.
So that $13,000 would then go to $18,000.
Yep.
So you would be looking at an additional $6,000 from the budget. If you add that with the total cost, you'd be anywhere from total for both line items, anywhere from $10,600 to $13,800 that you would need to take out of your $25,000 or your combined $30,000 between those two line items.
Yeah. The lawyer fees and the other one.
Right.
I feel like that's the smart thing to do is to get some stuff done and to improve some facilities for our constituents.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, the money is
you don't
there.
Want it to fall apart.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right. Jen's Park.
So this life ring would be the extra one that we're actually going to keep here, right? Because you already have one
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. Do we need the additional picnic table at Jen's Park if we're going to put in those extra benches? Or that extra bench, I guess?
The two Adirondack chairs?
I thought we decided no bench there and just the Adirondack.
Right.
There's three benches. Where are they going to go? Are they all going to go to Grace McDonald then?
I think we were talking two benches to Grace McDonald.
Two
and one at Jen's. And then was there too much seating now at Jen's because it's such a small park? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Well, that would give you three benches down at Jen's if you were to add one more. There's two there now.
Two benches.
With a table.
And a picnic table.
I mean, if anything, the chairs...
would be a better idea than
oh,
a
yeah.
picnic table?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
We could probably take that additional picnic table out and see what we have existing.
Sounds good.
Well, and that third bench doesn't have to be placed right now. I mean,
no.
Mm-mm. We might find a use for it.
With the community garden.
Yeah.
I know why that additional picnic table was in there. I just recall now. The additional picnic table was in there because the one table at Jen's Park we were actually going to take over to have near the play structure at Grace McDonald. It was the same picnic style tables that they have there already in the pavilion. And then what we were doing was buying a picnic table for Jen's Park that is maintenance free, which would be similar with the Adirondack chairs near it. And so that was the thinking there, was you'd kind of have a new set there at Jen's Park and reuse that table. If you remember at Grace McDonald,
yeah.
we already have an anchor in the ground there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Hook that table too.
So then we could take off Grace McDonald line item 11, which is put a picnic table by the playground because we'll be getting that from Jen's.
You could. I probably left that in there because I saw the kids one and I just thought it was so stinking adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really use it, but yeah.
So we'll get the two Adirondack chairs for Jen's Park.
And a picnic table.
And a picnic table to replace the one.
And that is like a PVC or maintenance-free one, yeah. And chains. And cement.
All right. Replace men and women? Are the signs falling down? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty bad. Beach grooming, do you think that's going to be realistic, that price? $1,000? Kind of low?
I hope so. And the reason I say that is because that's what we put out for the first beach cleaning last year.
Okay.
This time. We did have other ones too, but I think that we're looking, as I mentioned, that partnering with some of the other properties there.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully that will be sufficient.
Okay, Pine Grove?
Yep.
What do we say about sealing the and repainting the lines in Jen's Park? Are we mm-hmm. skipping that?
Oh.
I think that was, I don't know, when we were there, it seemed like a thing that we had to do.
Really?
Because the stuff was coming
should
up
be
and
done.
Stuff. Like
well,
what
mm-hmm. We talked about that, didn't we, Bob? And we got a pretty good price for the blacktop.
Uh-huh.
But then I was really... pushing, wasn't I? Right?
You were.
that part before the fence where it's kind of
bubbled.
Mm-hmm. Really just addressing it. I mean, getting down to the root of the problem, literally, and digging that up so we wouldn't have that issue in the future. It might cost us one tree. I think that we're okay if we lose that tree because everything is pretty shaded in there and it's right near the entrance. But, boy, the price went up astronomically to address that part of it. And so when Bob and I looked at it again, don't tell me if I'm wrong. I don't care. We're on TV. Tell me if I'm wrong. I think we looked at it and said, what the heck are we, what are we doing with that this year? And you maybe even suggested, what about just repainting those lines for right now and getting it done this fall and giving him some time to potentially having him address cutting out that piece and getting that stump.
And getting the roots out of there. Yeah, I mean, it went from $1,300 to
$5,000. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Just out of the question.
Huge difference. Hmm. So,
so did we take that off the line item altogether?
Well, we're still looking at doing it this year, but with Bob potentially addressing that one problem, we still think that we can do the pavement sealing then in the fall for the $2,000.
Okay.
I guess I'd say leave it on there, but just know that potentially we're moving that from a summertime project to a fall project.
Which would probably be maybe better pricing now, maybe. But so the ceiling, are you suggesting repaint the lines and then have them come in and seal it in the fall, or just wait till the fall to just do both?
I think Bob has some stuff that he can paint some lines real quick just to get it so it's recognizable. This is the parking space. Here's the boundaries. Bob doesn't have the templates that they have to do it, you know, once you've had it seal coated and, you know.
Yeah, I kind of like free-handed them.
And I've done that before, and it's hard.
What's on there now?
It's really hard. Oh, well, you did a really good job.
I'm going to power wash all that. And I have the paint for that, and I think we'll just try and get by with that for now.
Yep.
And we'll see what it looks like, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's still nothing there, then he won't try to redo it. But if there isn't, then he can kind of bring in that one.
All the items in yellow for Pine Grove, I think, are good ways to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Did we choose a ground cover for under the play structures?
You know, I contacted, I asked
Mindy,
you and Mindy. Yeah, and it was part of the playground company that brought in that, had that delivered. So they have the name of that company. I can call them and make sure we can get the same material.
Okay.
And we'll get that in. That'll be something when this is approved that we'll try and get going as soon as possible. We'll try and track that down in the next 2 weeks and see when we can get it delivered.
Okay.
So I see the repainting the spring toys, and I had opened my mouth about maybe contacting one of the local places to try to see. I reached out to them. I don't have any real contacts with any of the local schools, but did anybody else or does anybody else have any contacts that we could do? I think that'd be a nice project. It might save us $1,500 too. But
I think that's worth checking out, definitely. I will say that this guy that I talked to, and I think there was another one in Michigan as well that I couldn't get a hold of that day.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy who does it, I think he's in Indiana or Illinois or something like that. He basically takes it down to the meadow. He does it with auto paint.
Okay.
And, I will send you a link to his email, God willing, I can find it again. Or not his email, his website.
Oh, okay.
And his work was pretty impressive. He does all kinds of toys from years ago. Train stuff, toy stuff. That kind of thing.
I really don't think that's a bad price.
No.
For repainting those.
The only thing that I liked about it was the process that he talked about. I don't know, it was like a three-step process. I thought it sounded extremely durable.
I think it's neat to think of somebody local doing it, but I don't think they're going to have the expertise that...
Yeah,
and it's going to need to be done in a couple of years again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a neat idea.
And with the old paint, if it's chipping, how do you, you know, is it going to be disposed
how
of?
How do you ship those?
Sandblasting?
No, ship them.
Oh, ship them. I thought you said strip them. I'm sorry.
I happen to have somebody who's been traveling a lot lately who might be able to help us out.
That sounds good.
States, that might be able to...
Haul them down?
Yeah. Just haul them down.
Well, I don't have a problem with it, then it's done.
Yeah, I agree.
But you're right, shipping is a difficult part of it. We'll see. And like I said, I would like to, again, check with that Michigan company to see if they seem to be proficient in it and the process that they use. That would sure be terrific if you could.
Yep. Sounds good.
Brings us to Pines Park. The signs.
That's needed.
Yeah.
That's pretty quick and easy, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
We have signs that says, you know, we could see right where the trail marks were.
Yeah.
No.
And trust me, if you take Val out there, she was like, had the scent on that stuff. Here's where they're coming, here's where they're going, you can see, wasn't she?
She were.
She had their their roadmap right down there.
Then I guess we'd have to drive back down to Killingsworth. The tree autumn olive for $500. Do we want to talk about that with the line item E? Also, would those pair? Yeah, would those pair well together, or should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what happened was we have some. We're very lucky to have some residents who live out there who got to know somebody who was pretty well versed in trees and trails, and kind of showed them this autumn olive that existed out in Killingsworth, and you know why that it wasn't necessarily the best for the park. And so in the past they've treated it. When they contacted the township again and said, you know, this is getting to be an issue again, how would you like to proceed? I said, well, let me check into it a little bit. So I got a hold of the Invasive Species Network. And they actually had somebody come out. I met them out at the trail there and walked. It was still icy up there. And they kind of took an inventory of what was out there. And I've included those emails so you can see. But basically, I thought this was kind of an interesting analogy. You know, we were walking and I said, about like autumn olive, you know, some people say, well, do you need to do something? Because, you know, different greenery provides different benefits, right? So some may say, well, autumn olive provide, you know, nesting for some bird or something like that. And she said, you know, here's the thing. She said, in a park like this, she said, it's not that the Invasive Species Network, she said, what I tell people to equate it to is, you know, your park's not going to die off like that. She said, it's a lot like, you know, eating McDonald's. She said, can you exist on it? Yes. So can you have this Invasive Species Network in your park? Absolutely. You'll still have a park. It'll still be fine. But are you having the best park for long-term for the future? Like, you know, aren't you better off eating healthy food for the long-term, right? Which I was totally not getting her because I was back at McDonald's, obviously. But that's kind of how she explained it. I thought it was a pretty good analogy. So like I said, she let us know where the autumn olive was, and we kind of roughed out kind of a work thing in August. They would like to schedule some days. I was hoping somebody may have some in with some leadership and a troop that's nearby that possibly we could have some service hours available for scouts. You really need to have some scouting parents there, too, for some of the equipment. But the scouts are useful as well in moving that brush. Some of it you just leave sit there. And I think really this is the best opportunity to cut it was this early spring, and she said, actually, no, August is much better. And then the Invasive Species Networks, because we don't have anybody at the township that's licensed for that herbicide, they are. And so they did shoot us a price of about $240. I went ahead and I did put $500 in there just to give us, well, that's actually quite a bit of buffer room, obviously, but in case they got into more than we anticipated.
Okay.
But I'd like to put Deb Hamilton kind of task her with kind of setting a date with the Invasive Species Network and maybe getting in touch with the scouting parent. I've been out of it so long now, I'm not even sure who the parents at 115 are that are on the council, but maybe if you can let me know,
sure.
Then Deborah, I can get a hold of them.
Mm-hmm.
And schedule that. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be a good thing to do. She also said, too, which I thought was interesting, I didn't know, I thought, okay, Invasive Species Network, you got to kind of tackle it and get it done. And she said, no. She said, you take the long, long view in eradicating it. You don't do that in a year. You can do, if you do a significant cutting on it the first year, you can let it go a year, 2 years, and reassess. So you may not have to do anything for the next year or two, and then you may come in and cut again. Or you can do a little bit this year, a little bit next year, a little bit next year, and do something every year.
Okay.
And then you kind of catch up on it. But she said you can kind of manage it that either way. So it seemed really doable.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have an issue with that. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
500 is a good idea, too. I mean, if we do just come up short on volunteers, then I guess that would make up them doing all the work, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
With stuff like that, there's always more than what you think is there, so.
Well, I figured if there were volunteers there too, you know, in that situation, I do believe we can offer them like a sandwich, we can do, or pizzas or something like
mm-hmm.
that. You know, that's, we do that for a board of review, which lasts all day long over a lunch time. And so for something like that, we can do that. And I figured, you know, that would be really inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
Is $5 still anymore? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I think it is.
It's $5.50 or something now. But
Even if we can't charge it, I'll pay for it. I don't care. It's a cheap lunch.
Okay, that's all the parks. Do we have anybody with motions?
Well, was someone keeping track of the revisions we were making to the ranges and the things we were removing from the list?
I did as you went along.
Okay.
The total cost will go from $10,000 over what your total budget is there, $12,000. We'll go from $10,400 to $13,400.
Or $13,800, that's what I had.
But you know what? We had to take off the $400 for the flagpole and our arbutus.
Oh.
So I took $400 off of each of those.
Okay.
And that's including the $500 for the autumn olive we just talked about?
Yeah.
That was the last one on that, on this page. It's on that one.
So what I did was I took the $13,000
mm-hmm.
maintenance and repair, and I bumped that up by $5,000 to the $18,000.
Yep.
And so that's $6,000 more than your budget. So then I added $6,000 to your total cost. So you're at $10,600 to $13,800, and then took off the $200 from your low flagpole and the $400 from your high flagpole. So you're at a total cost range of over the $12,000. So total cost of $22,400 to $25,400.
$12,000 of which is already budgeted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And for Grace McDonald, did we agree that we'll put a kids' picnic table in there and then move the other one from Jen's?
I think it just has one picnic table. I don't think we agreed on the size.
Well, I don't think.
I guess I'm suggesting. I didn't.
Jen's, we said right. One adult and one kid within that price range of 6 to 12.
Yeah, I guess from our conversation tonight, I was thinking that was the one from Jen's moved over.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you like the idea of a children's one, do that in a maintenance
room. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impression I had.
Okay.
So if we're going to move to approve all this work, I guess we have to decide then where the shortfall is going to come from. I guess I would propose, like Beth said, take it out of the attorney, engineer, grant fees. It's line item 101-751-801.001. That's where we have $18,850.
Yep. And how much is going to come out of that?
Is it 13,400? Was that the shortfall?
The shortfall for maintenance and repair will be $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then, wait, I think. Hold on a second. Sorry.
And then $7,400 for the other, I think.
Right.
For a total of $13,400.
Right. I'm getting turned around here and doing it backwards. So, yeah, is that right? We'll do another five. And supplies. Okay. Did you say 16,400, Deb?
I had 13,400.
So that it was the 22,400 that we came up with, minus the 6,000 from there. Let's go back on this for a second. You added 5,000 for the resurfacing of the tennis courts, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we had 18,000.
And some repair, so that goes from 13 to 18.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Plus the 6,000, which brings you to 24,000.
What 6,000?
Oh, 6,000.
For supplies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's zero in that, so you got to come up with that.
But why do you call that 6,000 when the price range there is 4,600 to 7,800?
Right in the middle. I think I picked that up number from somewhere.
Okay.
Did we add any to supplies from this list? I don't think we did.
Mm-mm.
Huh? We took away the flagpole at Arbutus 5.
Okay, so then that would make that range 4,400 to 7,400, correct?
Mm-hmm. I think that's all we took
off. Yeah, that's right. So you're then looking at funding your supply line item for 4,400 to 7,400. You're looking at supplying your maintenance and repairs of 18,000. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your difference so you've got a total of 22,400 to 25,400.
Mm-hmm.
So the most we would be taking from the attorney's fees or wherever we decide to take it is that 13,400, right? Because that's 25,400 minus the 12,000 already budgeted.
Right.
So the most we would take is 13,400 is my understanding.
Yeah.
Which we could take out of the attorney fees because there's 18,000 in there.
So, Mr. Cross, are you making a motion, or are you just...
I'll let you do it.
No!
You gave a nice rundown of all the numbers. I'll let you
I can't believe I was getting turned around on that.
Yeah. Okay. I make a motion that we approve spending the funds to make the items that we talked about for maintenance and for supplies for these parks using funds from our attorney's fees account, which Mr. Cross gave the...
It's a line item 101-751-801.001.
Thank you.
And I would second the motion.
OK.
Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Hannon?
Yes.
Ross?
Yes.
LaRose?
Yes.
Hintz?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes.
And that is, because it's coming out of attorneys, engineers, and grant fees and going into supply maintenance repair, that's a budget adjustment that I can make even without going to the Board of Trustees as an inter-cost center. So we can transition those and get started on them tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
Sorry about that, Bob.
Hey, we really, so I think Bob and I really appreciate working in conjunction with you guys and then trying to, you know, reach the goals of the Parks Commission in doing that in partnership with buildings and grounds. I think, you know, we really want to do it efficiently and nicely for people and kind of with your vision in mind.
And thanks for helping.
Absolutely. And maybe a little bit of our pragmatism since we deal with it every day.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. We appreciate it. All right. Line item C, Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy Interest in Township Property. Anybody have anything on that? Welcome back.
I'm stiff. I said I fell this weekend and caught myself.
Ooh.
So I thought I was fine. But then when it's one of those things and you go to get up the rest of the way, you realized you're
not so
quite
much.
Fine. You might have strained a muscle or something. Yeah. So with the conservancy, I've mentioned to all of you before, when Justin was chair, I was contacted by the conservancy to meet with them, just kind of talk about some parcels that they had on their radar. One of those was the property to the south of Mount Holiday that bordered Mount Holiday, and then property further south from that would actually expand it even further. From that, the conservancy held even another meeting that had Mount Holiday board members, the Woodland Preserve board members, property owners of the parcel to the south, and the property owners of the parcel right to the south, the Nolans. You'll recall that Jill was here and mm-hmm. had requested the commission take a look at it. The piece that was missing when she came to you was, as you know, was kind of the funding component to it. I mean, it's not really any park commission that I know of who can just, you know, say, well, this is a great parcel and we have this much money to spend on it. Doesn't quite work like that with local units of government and park commissions and their boards. But what does work is working in conjunction with an organization like the Conservancy that is really well versed in putting local governments together, property owners together, and grant applications together. They've been successful in a number of properties and are very innovative in those agreements. This is a project that they felt in 2018 that they were very interested in. And so from that meeting, they took a look at how we would score if we had put in for the project in 2018. And it was reasonable in how we scored that we should be confident, not any slam dunk, but that there was a chance to get funding for that from the DNR Trust Fund. Now, that's 75% funding, so there are things to consider from that, a 25% gap in that. There are things we can look at for that. But recently, the Conservancy reached out again and said, hey, we're looking at going at this for 2019. Where's the township? And I said, clearly, these people, this is what they do for a living. If they see this project and see value in it, I mean, I'm sure we're in it to see where it goes. I said, obviously, I can't speak for the township, and we have to go through the right channels, but certainly we want to see where it takes us. Just spoke with the director tonight because some of their personnel changed that was working on this project, and I wanted to see if they were still committed and interested. They are, and want to get Mark involved in some of those meetings coming up, and then one of the steps will be basically what are the steps that take us to that grant application, and what comes before this park commission, the board of trustees, and how does that grant application get actually written and submitted. So what I've told them is that from a township perspective, we have limited personnel hours that we can spend on something like that. Plus, we really don't have the expertise and time to do a DNR trust fund grant. They're pretty extensive, and this is a pretty detailed proposition with a lot of moving parts with two property owners and so forth. But I'm happy that they're excited about it, and we'll see where it goes. So I basically just wanted to bring you guys up to speed because I certainly didn't want it to kind of surprise you later down the date. I wanted you to be aware of what was going on and what they were talking about. And so I think that that's a pretty interesting opportunity.
And, of course, I'll make myself available whenever those meetings happen.
So. Yep.
I'll get back to the rest of the board on what happens at those meetings, I guess.
Yeah, and they mentioned today when I mentioned the resources for the grant, they said, listen, we write these things all the time. It's what we do. And I said, that's fantastic because it's not what we do every single day.
Who said that, Beth?
The director.
Oh, okay.
Over there.
Oh, at Mount Holiday?
No.
Oh.
The Conservancy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those guys do that all day in and day out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So just wanted to bring you up to speed on that. And like I said, the next thing that we're talking about doing is the person who took Jesse's position and the director would meet with you and I, and okay. We would kind of outline those steps. And I'm sure part of that will be bringing that back to through this board.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Resolution of support for the Mount Holiday. So what do we have to do to get the resolution of support finalized or to the next step? Pass it and a roll call vote? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. There's the paperwork. Oh. Yes.
The consideration of that resolution, when you do pass it, you would want the park commission to authorize you to submit the grant as well.
Okay. So, what she said.
You guys are at, you know, the 2% tribal grant taxes are under your local unit of government, and the park commission is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you're an elected body, and you go through the park commission. So.
I do have the resolution.
Okay.
Oh, she has the original?
No, I think it was in everybody's pack, but I'm not sure
that
everybody has it.
This isn't the original.
So.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay.
I guess we don't have to pass it around. So does anybody have any issues or concerns? So do we have to do the roll call vote and then
you have to make,
the list
have
of
to make a motion.
What's that?
I make a motion that resolution 2018-01-PKS, resolution of support for Mount Holiday, nonprofit ski and recreational area for Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians, application for tribal council allocation of 2% of funds as presented and submit the resolution.
With my authorization to sign for the board?
I second the motion.
And I need a roll call vote, please.
LaRose Grover?
Yes.
Lennon?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Hintz?
Yes.
Baker?
Yes. All right. This is a big agenda. We can skip E because we've already discussed that unless anybody else wants to talk more about it.
And that was invasive species. Killingsworth Park was already covered.
Yeah.
In our maintenance of the parks.
Mm-hmm. Which then brings us to F, which is the fund balance request to Board of Trustees. So we had requested last year that we kept some of that money and it went back into our budget. And are these all the same? Did everybody get this one? You just gave, yeah.
Yep.
Just check.
Thank you.
So yeah, we had anticipated putting that money back and asking the board to give us those additional funds for future projects coming up this year. So I think we'd need a motion and a roll call vote for this also, if I'm not mistaken. But this would go back to asking the township board if we could have that money back and allocate it into those funds. Yes, ma'am.
$35,000.
That's the and or? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the, yeah. Grayson now or he was number five. So you probably have to decide.
On which way to go from there? Yeah.
And my suggestion that I might use a vote is, you know, it would be maybe best to put the painting of that parking lot to buffer that and add Grayson now. You can always look at changing that in the future.
And transferring between parks later if, yeah, that would make sense. I would be good with that.
Sorry, so you say you need a motion for this?
Yeah, we'll have to have a motion. So if there's any questions or anything, we could go forward with that or make a motion.
All right, any questions? I move to submit this proposed balance sheet to the Board of Trustees with the, I guess, clarification that the $35,000, at least initially, can go to Grace McDonald.
Specifically for the parking?
Right.
Yeah.
Second the motion.
Can I have another roll call vote, please?
Cross.
Yes.
Lennon.
Yes.
Hintz.
Yes.
Rose Grover.
Yes.
Baker.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I guess that brings us to line item G, which, if you be so kind as to...
Yeah, I did get an email, and I totally forgot about the summer newsletter, but Beth had sent in the email about they could currently mention, or Deb Hamilton could get the newsletter together for us, would you? Okay. The FEMA's, the new floodplain, the water speed, lake rules, and where to find these rules, and the Beta Bayline, new rider route. So do we want to add something else that maybe that we're working on that's coming down currently, or anything else we want to add to the newsletter?
What about this stuff that we just worked on, that priority work list, letting people know that we are, you know, resurfacing the pickleball tennis courts and all that stuff?
Would that be too lengthy?
Yeah, not like every item, but just right. Some of the general stuff. You're getting new picnic tables and stuff.
Look out for them the next few months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. And, you know, we could even, too, focus on the water rings.
Oh, okay.
And they're important. You know, they kind of highlight that.
So, do you want me to contact Deb, or how do you want to do that?
I can get in touch with her tomorrow on that.
That'd be great.
We'll
okay.
Get some, I think that 24th was her deadline.
It was, yeah.
But her deadline factors in all of us being a little slow. So, I can get a draft to you guys, and then if you, you know, see any new errors or omissions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
And I have just two other things. I don't know if I can just mention. The Open Meetings Act, did everybody get that email? I think it's during the day.
It looked like it was, yeah.
And I think it's the 24th, Wednesday? Yeah.
Thursday.
9 to 5. I think it's Wednesday, 24th.
Thursday's the 24th. It's my son's birthday.
Oh, you are correct. But anyways, yeah. Oh, okay. I put down Wednesday. Anyways, can somebody? I thought it was Wednesday.
I thought it was Wednesday, too. Not that you're wrong on the date, but did I put the wrong date in that email?
It didn't say Wednesday.
According to my phone, Thursday the 24th. Wednesday is the 23rd.
I don't.
Mm-mm. I'm so sorry. I hope I
need to. I wrote it down, but regardless, Wednesday or Thursday, 9 to 12.
It's still during the workday.
Yeah. I don't know, is there any way that we could get it recorded, or can somebody go and get handouts that might be there from the township that could go and sit in? I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Because I think it'd be great to have that.
I don't know if they would be willing to videotape it or not. The county does videotape their meetings, you know.
According to the email, it's Wednesday, May 23rd.
Yeah, okay. I had the date. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that would be good because unfortunately I'll be in Ann Arbor working Wednesday, so.
That would be great to help.
Okay. That would be appreciated.
And then were we from the, not the, I think from the last meeting on getting back those plans from Arbutus, from
Dusty.
Yeah, from Dusty.
I can look into that. I was absent at the last meeting, so.
I think we put you at doing because you were absent.
Well, that makes sense. All right.
But could we find out? Because I know we just transferred some money out of there, but
yeah.
But anyways, we need to know what's going on there.
Got it. I will look into that.
Do you want to do that?
Tomorrow morning. I'll email Rick and Dusty.
And
hopefully one of them two know. I do not, and I did not look into it. I apologize.
Okay, one. So that's Dusty.
Justin hadn't heard anything.
Okay.
Okay.
He had kind of tried to get back in touch with one of them, and it wasn't ready, and then I don't think they heard any more from them.
So. Okay.
And do we want to do a day or an evening that we want to tour and get the list of property owned by the township?
Oh, yes. We do have that list of properties. We would just need to arrange a special meeting.
So what do you guys think?
June is better than July for me, for sure. This year. Cherry harvest and stuff. I say that, but the first week of June, I know I'm gone. So I won't be able to go. Maybe.
Yes, my preference would be the last week of June, if we could do that. Did you say June is not good at all?
No. June's probably the best. Okay. July is not a good month for me.
Maybe we could do a Monday, like
the 25th?
June 25th.
Works for me.
Works for me right now.
So far it works for me, too. Do we have that list, or should I email Deb Hamilton?
And I think I also have it digitally, but we may want to ask Deb and Beth and see if there's a revision. Like, you know, we don't have to go look at these certain ones. Because there were some with, like, wellheads on them and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And already existing properties. We're not looking for those. We're really looking for the vacant ones.
Exactly. So I can look into that.
Are you going to do that too? Great.
I'll email tomorrow.
If we could get, like before, I have the old list that actually showed the parcel number and the general, you know, the map in that parcel.
Yep.
So that would be good, because then we need to, maybe if she could map it out, well, she wouldn't really know what we're looking at. We're not looking at the wellheads ones or things like that, but specifically the three that I know of over there in the lakes area.
Yes.
June 25th. And what time?
Six is the earliest I'll be able to do it, I'm sure. Not knowing my schedule, though, I'm sure six is the earliest.
Okay. Parks tour, I guess I'll call. Vacant lots.
Vacant tour.
And where are we meeting?
We should probably meet here, because I'm not sure exactly where we'll be going or how many we have to go to, so we might as well meet up here.
Mm-hmm. And we could do like we did the others. We'll open the meeting here, and then we'll disperse and open, close, and then I'll get those over to you, Anne, too, so not unless you're more than welcome to come. I bet you do. All right.
Anything else?
I don't have anything else.
We have no public for public comment, but public comment. All right. I guess we are adjourned.
All right. Great. Are we off the air now?
No. Oh, bye.